Well, hello, and welcome back to the FreeBSD Friday series. I'm Deb Goodcan, and I'm the Executive Director of the FreeBSD Foundation. So welcome to the third presentation in the series. So as you remember, last week, Roller Angel led you through part one of installing FreeBSD on a virtual machine. So this week, Roller will continue with part two, leading you through setting up a desktop and other useful things on FreeBSD. Now, if you missed last week's talk, you can watch the recording by going to the link we're going to post in the comments section here. So before I hand this off to Roller, I'd like to give a quick shout out to our behind the scenes crew. So first, I'd like to thank Ann Dickinson, our marketing director, who has been leading this live series program. And I'd also like to thank Ed Mast, who our director of project development, who is the person behind the streaming and recording. So both are here to help answer questions while Roller is teaching you how to use FreeBSD. So the format for today is very similar to last week, and it's like a classroom lecture where Roller will continue to show you how to use FreeBSD, but then you can go off on your own and watch the recording, and then you'll have the ability to pause and rewind. So if you have a question during his talk, please post it in the IRC channel with a Q that precedes the question, and one of us will try to answer your question, and we'll allow Roller to continue going since really we only have an hour here. So one thing I want to remind you of is obviously we're live streaming this, which is pretty cool, but life happens too. So sometimes dogs might bark or people, you might hear people, so just ignore that. And so anyway, so now I'll hand this off to Roller.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen, and we'll continue where we left off last time. So last week we were working in this virtual machine here. So we're going to boot it back up, the one just called FreeBSD. We'll just click on Start. And here it is in the background here. And I'm going to go ahead on mine just for you guys and change it to scaled mode. Make it a little bigger. And then you can wait for the countdown or you can hit enter to skip the countdown on this screen. And that'll just boot the default multi-user mode. And once this loads up, then we can log in as our regular user. So that would just be the user that you added during the install last week. Okay. So you're just waiting for the login prompt. There it is. So you just type your username and the password that you're using correctly. You have to type it correctly. Okay, and then you're in. So first thing we're gonna do, clear the screen. You can either type clear or you can push Control L. And next we're gonna log in as the root user. So you just do sudo dash I for interactive sudo mode. Okay, so we're in as root. Now remember we can push the up arrow to see what we were typing before. So we'll just go ahead and see if we've got the command from last week in there, but it looks like it didn't stick, which is fine. So we were just typing package install dash, and then we were grabbing xorg. So let's just go ahead and just do xorg real quick. And that'll go to the servers, make sure it's got the latest entries, and then search for xorg. And so, yeah, it says we've already got the most recent package, which is good. So if you want to see a package you have installed, you can just type package info, and you should get a nice list of different packages that you have installed. So what we're going to do next is enable the dbus now that we have it. So type sysrc dbus underscore enable equals capital yes. Then press enter, and that should add it to the list of things when the computer starts. Next, we're going to use dbus to create, so if you want to look at what dbus UUID gen does, it basically generates a random ID every time you run it. And so we're going to save one of these IDs as our machine ID. So to do that, you just use this little right caret, and then you just type in the place where you want the output to go. So I want to save it to a file called etc machine ID. And then if I check that, so you can use cat, which will concatenate, or it'll just show you the contents of a file. So if we check that, if you notice, while I'm typing to check, if you know there's something there and you don't feel like typing it the rest of the way, you can push tab, and it'll finish typing the rest of the characters for you. So that's always nice to use tab a lot. So we'll press enter, and look, that's the machine ID that was saved. So that worked. And now we're just going to start dbus. So it'll say service, dbus, enable, or start, I mean. Okay, so now it's started. And then we can go in and run a desktop. So if you notice our first desktop, if we do run one right now, it's not going to look too pretty. I'll show you. Well, first let's leave root because we don't need to be in here at the moment. So you can log out by typing log out, or you can press Control D to become a regular user again. And you'll notice on the, if you don't know who you are, you just type who am I, and it'll tell you payroller. Okay, so I'm back to being a regular user. So if we were to just type StartX right now, we would get this, not really a desktop environment, but this little clock and little xterm. So this is not really what we want. So we can just type exit to leave that. And to get back, you want to use Control Alt and F1. So Control Alt F1 will bring you back here. And then to stop the program, we'll do Control C. And now I'll show you how to set up a different environment for your desktop that's a little bit newer than that one we just saw, and will let you do other things. So we need to go back into sudo for this because we need to add a package. And you'll notice that it didn't ask me for a password this time because I had logged in recently using that. So that's kind of nice about sudo, is that it remembers up to a few minutes, I believe, by default. Okay, so we're going to type package install, and we're going to grab Lumina. Because you really don't have to configure it to get this one to run, so it's nice. And just say why, if you want to grab all the packages that are necessary. And then it'll go through real quick and grab what it needs to create a desktop. And after we get this desktop running, I will show you where the instructions are for picking another desktop and what you have to do to get those ones up and running. But it's all saved in the handbook, the FreeBSD handbook, which we installed after the installer. So we've actually had a local copy here on our computer that we can check. You can also check the version available at freebsd.org. And then there's a link for documentation and handbook that you can go to. But it's kind of nice to have the local copy in case you're someplace where there isn't the internet and you want to check the handbook. So there are a few extra packages it needs to grab. Fetching means it's downloading. Once all those 175 packages have been fetched, then you'll see it say installing. Installing goes much quicker than grabbing each package. But it looks like this fetch is going pretty quick as well. Okay, so we're almost there. A few more packages. Awesome, and they seem to be pretty small, so this should be done here in just a second. At least with fetching, and then you'll see how quick it goes through 105 and